Today we're going to begin Perek Chavav of Mishle, and we're going to begin by returning to the theme of Kavod, which has really been a very prominent theme in the writing of Shlomo HaMelech, and in particular, the search for understanding where Kavod is good and bad. And in the case of Shlomo HaMelech in particular, it seems to often be how Kavod is misplaced. And that's where we left off in Perek Chavav, and it's not surprising that the theme, continues in Perek Chavav. Pasuk Aleph, Kasheleg b'kayit v'chamatar b'katzir, kein lo naveh l'ksil kavod. In the same way as snow that falls in the summer, or rain that falls during the harvest, so too honor is unfitting for the fool. Kavod is unfitting for the ksil. So the Malbim explains this is a very relevant agricultural review for those of us who do not participate in agriculture at all in advance of Shavuos. Everything in Shavuos revolves around the agricultural season, more so than the other chagim of the year, because the story of Rus, Bimei Kitzir Se'orim, so when exactly the harvest happens is a significant piece of that story and the conclusion of Sfiras HaOmer, leading us to the Shtei HaLechem and agricultural significance of Shavuos in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what all the season is about. So the Malbim writes, Hasheleg v'hamatar, shnehem yo'ilu el hazera v'hatfua. Rain and snow are both positive for growing the grain. Hasheleg yolidis ha'adama, v'hamatar yatzmicha. The goal of the snow is to moisten the ground so that it's ready for the spring. And the rain during the spring season helps the crops go, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. Ubechol zos lo tovim hema bekayitu bekatzir she'ein sham zera. If it comes in the wrong time in the summer and during the harvest, the hamatar yazik bekatzir shehu kodem akayitz, and the rain will damage the harvest right before the summer. Shemarkev hatvua hanigmeres, that's going to rot the crops that have already been completed. Everything that we're drying in the summer season needs sunlight to dry, and it's not going to get the sun that it needs if the snow is still falling. Even if both of them were to come, and they're both positive things, the fact that they're coming, that this rain and this snow are coming at the wrong times, means that they're going to destroy whatever you have. Kein lo naveh l'ksil kavod. This is the mashal of how kavod can ruin the ksil. Shehagam shemitnu kavod al achacham. Kavod's not a bad thing, says the Malbim. If you were to give kavod to the person who deserved it, if you gave kavod to the chacham, shehu charash v'zara al chelkas nafsho zera ha-chachma, he's already been working his fields, right? Metaphorically, proverbially. He's already done all of the threshing, and he's already planted the crops. Yoel kamatar v'chashalag lahotzi hazroim ha-elohiim ulahatzmicham. The Malbim says, the kavod that you give will actually benefit the crops, and it will inspire spiritual growth. In other words, for a chacham that's already done the work, who is deserving and prepared to receive the kavod enhances the stature. Shal yedei ha-kavod ye'oruru kochosav anifshim lotzi es kol ma shebekoach al ha-poal. Offering him that kavod, I would say maybe in less mystical terms, creating a platform for someone who deserves to be heard, offering them the kavod so that people can respect them, will allow them to not only theoretically be great, but in practice will be able to give them the platform to impart wisdom and goodness on others. So it's not the case that Shlomo HaMelech is saying that kavod is bad, kavod is good. For the right kind of person who's ready for it, for kavod at the right time, the kavod is going to help the chacham be able to lead effectively. Lo kein anosin kavo laksil shelo zara meuma yashkes v'yikalkel. But for the kisil, who hasn't prepared himself for the kavod, who doesn't have anything that's worthy of the kavod that's being offered, so not only is the kavod not going to help them, but the kavod is going to destroy any good midos that they have. That's pasuk aleph. Let's continue on in pasuk beis. Katzipor lanud kadror lauf. Kein kilalas chinam lo savo. Like a tzipor, here it's translated as a sparrow, but a certain kind of boar, a bird, that in the same way that it must flies, kidror lauf, like a swallow, and how it flies, kein kilalas chinam lo savo. So a gratuitous curse will not arrive. Now you'll notice here in the grammar that there's two different girso on this pasuk, two different texts. One of them is lamed aleph, and one of them is lamed vav. Lamed aleph means no, and lamed vav means to him. So let's see for a second. The Malbim is going to address them both. It doesn't change the meaning of the pasuk for him. It just depends how you read it. What exactly does this pasuk mean? Katzipor la'nud kadror la'uf kinkilas chinam lo savo. So first we learn about crops and the right season for rain and snow, and now the Malbim takes on the birds. It's worth pointing out, maybe I'll mention this before we get to the Malbim's comment, in the commentary of the Vilna Gaon, and he points out that the pasuk says in Koheles in Perek Yud, we read on Shmini Atzeres every year. On Shabbos of Chol Moed Sukkis, he says the pasuk says Ki of Hashamayim Yoliches Hakol Ubal Kinafayim Yagid Davar. Shlomo HaMelech plays off these birds and the sounds that they make, the way that they transport messages from one place to another, the Twitter effect long before Twitter existed. So here again, we have the same kind of idea. Let's mute everybody. Here we have a very similar idea with these two birds playing off one another. Katzipor lanud kadror lauf, just like you have Of Hashemayim Yulichas Hakol Ubalkinafayim Yagid Davar and Koheles. So what exactly is this referring to? So here's the Malbim. Hatzipor tkanim gam babayis. Sometimes a tzipor, here translated as a sparrow, but it could be a domesticated bird, a bird that can live in the home, in the barn. Sometimes the tzipor goes from place to place. It doesn't stay in one place for a very long time. But if the tzipor is domesticated, it will live in the home. People have pets, birds as pets. The hadror, eino, you'll never find a dror, which is a swallow. You'll never find one in the house. They cannot be domesticated. The pasuk says the tzipor will find a home, but the swallow will only find its nest. In other words, it's never going to be a caged animal. So v'chein kilalas chinam lo savo. This is what the foolish curses. V'fi aksiv, the way the pasuk is written, which is with a lamed aleph, yesh lomar lo levad shelo tishaer b'kvias v'tanud katzipor, ela shelo tova bayis klal, ela l'fisha kedror lauf. So there are two kinds of relationships that human beings have to birds. This is how I think the Malbim understands it. There is a tzipor that sometimes comes to the home, and then there is a drawer that never enters into your home. Kein kilalas chinam lo savo, a person who curses you for no reason, that curse will never hit. It'll never stick. Like a tzipor that moves on, or like a drawer that will never come into the house, this klala that the person curses you will never stick to you. Ulefi hakri bevav, but if you read the pasuk lo tavo, to him it will come. Shetashuv el hamekalel. Kitzipor ukidror asher acharei yanudu v'yaufu yeshuvu el kanam ba'atzmam. One of the things that these birds have in common is they go from place to place, but eventually they make their way home. So in the same way that Abraham was told, those that bless you will be blessed, and those that curse you will be cursed, Shlomo HaMelech seems to be echoing the same idea through the mashal of these birds. That it's true they may, you know, fly to the house and sit on your front porch, but eventually they're going to fly home. So even a person receives a klala from someone else, they shouldn't be afraid of its effect. It's interesting to think about why these two psukim go side by side. On the one hand, the kavod that other people give us can be good if it comes at the right time. So perhaps if people have the ability to build us up, they maybe also have the ability to knock us down. The same people that can offer us kavod can also impose a klala upon us. So Shlomo HaMelech says, you know, lo savo, that klala is not going to arrive. Finally, our last pasuk for today, we'll do pasuk gimel. Shot lasus meseg lachamor v'shevet legev kesilim. A whip is good for the horse, and the bridle is good for the chamor, for the donkey. And a rod is good for the back of the fools. In other words, in the same way that discipline is necessary to keep the horse and the donkey going in the right direction, the same is true for the kesil. For the malbim here, this pasuk is talking about bechira. Habalechayim habilti maskilim shein lahem seicha lahanig atzman tzrichim shodu mesek. Since the animals don't have any of their own thoughts about what they want to accomplish, they don't have any seichel. Hasus tzarech shut v'hachamor v'hachamor shu sachal yoser v'lo yavin af al yedei shot tzarech mesek. There are different levels of discipline that these animals need depending on how much they get where they're going. Shavu yatsu ba'adam bal yasuru min aderech. This reminded me of Bilam, the way that he's talking about the chamor, making sure that the chamor doesn't lead off the way. I'm thinking about Bilam because preparing for Parshas Balak with someone whose bar mitzvah is coming up this summer. We all remember that the great irony of the story of Bilam is not only supposed to be able to see what's right in front of him in the present, but as a Navi, he's supposed to be able to predict or to shape the future. But ultimately, it's the chamor who knows where it's going, and Bilam, of course, does not. So that reemerges here in our pasuk as well, that the average donkey needs real guidance. V'ha'adam, but a fool needs more. Yesh lo seichel u'bechira sheyelech ba'atzmo b'derech hatov. A person has the intelligence and the free will, the choice to go wherever they want, to go in the right direction. Aval haksil shen niluz m'derech ha'chachma m'pnei ta'avaso, but a fool who is distracted by his own temptation to go down the wrong path, hu kibal chayim sha'teva tanhig lo aseichel, it's the same, he's like an animal who operates by instinct and not by intelligence. V'tzarech shevet kemoam sha'idei shevet v'yisurim yemuchrach aleches b'derech slula. The function of yisurim, the function of Hashem kind of giving us those little nods in certain directions over the course of time, is because we don't often make the right decisions for ourselves. So this seems to be a divergence from what's going on in the first two psukim, in the sense that the first psukim are talking about ksil, about kavod, and here we're talking more about free will, but it relates all back to the ksil. The ksil doesn't deserve the honor in Pasuk Aleph because he doesn't know what to do with it. And the curses of the ksil are probably useless. That's probably what's going on in Pasuk Beis. But more significant than the ksil's impact on others, the curses and the blessings that he gives them, is the fact that he doesn't have a sense of direction in his own life. And that's why Shlomo says in the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Dalet, Al tam ksil ki ivalto pen tishvelo gamata. Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit more. Don't respond to the ksil in the same way that he speaks to you, or else you'll become more like him. So you start to see that this interaction between the ksil and the chacham, between this fool and the people around him, is a concern that he's going to rub off. He's going to rub off in his negativity in the first two psukim, and maybe in the third pasuk he's going to rub off in the sense that his sense of temptation distracts him and sends him down the path that he shouldn't be headed down. So maybe we'll think a little bit more about the ksil tomorrow. Let's hold here for today.